Welcome again to another episode of You Suck at Life. As usual, I'm your host, HB Media. Tonight, we'll be discussing our topic, reasons why people suck at life. And we already know that there's a plethora of reasons why people can suck at life. Let's say you smell bad. Or better yet, you smell like a hoagie, which, once again, the rhetorical question is, if you stink like a hoagie, you smell bad. But still, when you smell a hoagie, it smells good. Anyhow, first I want to start off the show today by addressing the email. For those of you who were able to get through, I feel like adult for not giving the proper email spelling of the email address. So what I'll do now is I'll go ahead and provide you guys with that proper spelling. If you need to reach the show, You Suck at Life, please feel free to go ahead and contact us via email. And the email is charlieseberg@1913.us, and the proper spelling of that is charlieseberg, and it's the numerals 1913.us. Okay, without any further ado, I'd like to go ahead and start off the show a little differently today, with a reading of an email that I received from Duke City. And Duke City writes, I'm a huge, (8) right caret, (), fan of your show. And he also goes on further to write, beautiful show. I just wish you would have read the post on the last entry that you read. And as he goes on to say, Omega Repliant wrote, come on now, you're just as much a dork as the rest of us, admit it. Especially when your favorite movie is Napoleon Dynamite, (), Now, Duke City goes on to write, now, I've never seen Napoleon Dynamite, but I think it's about a retard. You need to keep up on the great work on these podcasts. Owens almost pissed himself when I let him listen to the show last night. Precious nothing may be fat, but she writes a damn mean journal. So once again, I'd just like to thank, you know, Duke City for writing this. And to appease you, because I want to keep you guys happy, what I'll do tonight on the reading is I'll make sure to include some more comments, because I do realize that the comments are as golden as the actual actual web journal posts themselves. Okay, so without any further ado, I'd like to get to the business at hand here. And once again, kids, it's like listening to a book, an audio book with, you know, when you were a child, like I had a Dukes of Hazzard one where it would say, and the General Lee jumped over the fence. Ding! Next page. I'd like you to go ahead and all take time right now to pull up your web browsers and take a look at what we'll be reading from again. And once again, coming to us via wimpyrutherford@hotmail.com, it's the live journal, Bye Bye Beautiful, Don't Bother to Write, the memoirs of Precious Nothing. And this URL is www.livejournal.com/users/preciousnothing. That's PRECIOUSNOTHING. Okay. And as we go ahead, and I'll give you guys a moment to go ahead and pull that up. And what I'll do is I'll cue everything up and let you guys know that our first post from tonight, we'll be reading from Sunday, May 23rd, 2004. At 8:09 a.m., Precious Nothing writes, so I'm up really early on a Sunday morning. I've been up since 7 a.m. I have recently gone to the DR because I was having medical problems, and as of lately, they have gotten more severe. They have not called me back with the test results, so I'm going to guess that everything is okay. But even But even so, they usually call to say it is negative. That still doesn't fix my problem. I'm hurting. I wake up at odd hours of the night hurting. And the only way to get around it is to take sleeping pills. So if I do that, then I'm real shitty at work the next day. Equals O, open parentheses. God, why do you have to hurt me? Current mood, worried. Current music, nothing. So in our first journal, we go ahead and we put tune in, you know. What we'll do is we'll label this the illness episode, because I do see here that what we started off here was with an illness. Are we going to lose precious nothing? Is she going to be ripped from our lives? Let's read on. Friday, June 4th, 2004. At 12:23 a.m., Precious Nothing writes, "So I've been to the DRS in the past three times. I've been to three DRS in the past 2 weeks. I do apologize, guys. You know, I am a linguistics, you know, expert, but sometimes I have trouble. And one morning, in the I hate Jefferson Hospital. What a bunch of idiots. How are you going to diagnose someone with something very serious and not take the time to take a look and wait for the test results? They call me back saying that they did the test, results wrong, and I need to come back in. Fuck that. I went to see another DR. I have had so many prescriptions, it's crazy. Still noon knows what's wrong with me. The pain and uncomfortableness of it all is going away, but still keeps me awake at night. What scares me most is, what if it comes back? And it really is serious. Me and Kevin are not talking. It's for the best. How do you talk with someone you live with? Or how do you not talk to someone you live with? He really is a piece of work. And someone I could never spend the rest of my life with. I owe him a lot, but certainly do not owe him my whole heart. Never again will I trust that shit with him. Asterisk. Sigh. Asterisk. Thinking of plans for Lollapalooza and the Curioso Tour. Of course not in Pittsburgh, because noon ever goes to Pittsburgh. I still think about Nick and how I'll never have him again. Well, he wasn't really mine to begin with, just for that 1 week. Current mood, stressed. Current music, Morrissey, Let Me Kiss You. Now, although my PhD is in the English language, you know, some people say I copped out, but for all those who doubt English majors' power, just listen to the vocabulary I spew. I could say, with my doctor's knowledge, I could say that Morrissey is enough to get anyone sick. So it's potentially possible that maybe Precious Nothing should cut Morrissey out of our life. Let's read on. Thursday, August 12, 2004, at 11:27 p.m. My mom just called me. My neighbor of 17 years had passed away. I feel so terribly bad. My mother had asked me to see her on Saturday, but I said we should wait until Monday. Monday rolls around, and we didn't have a chance to see her. I had told my mom to wait because I was scared. So scared to be in that position, and I didn't know what to say or do. Right now I feel like a horrible person. I was so selfish. So terribly selfish. I am not used to situations like that. When I saw my father in the ICU right after his heart surgery, looking at his face, I ran out and almost passed out in the hallway. I couldn't take it. Now I have to call off work on Saturday and then go on Monday. My mother wants me to go to this burial on Monday, but I don't know if I can. I went to school with all of her kids, and I don't know what I'm to say to them. It hits me. It hits so many feelings, especially since she was younger than my mom and dad. Current mood, sad. Current music, Fiona Apple, Angel. In Duke City, this one's for you. There was a reply by Omega Replicant. And I'm not real familiar with military time because I am not in the military, but I do understand the international date code. And that would be August 12, 2004 at 20:56. Omega Replicant writes, My most deepest sympathies, Trisha. That really sucks. I honestly understand why you felt the apprehension you did going to see her. It is hard being in a position where you feel like you have to be there and yet have nothing to say. What do you say to a person who is dying? Now that is actually a perplexing question. What would you say to someone that's dying? Me personally? What I would do is I would probably give them the movie spoilers to ends of films that they had never seen. Just because they're never going to get a chance to see it, so who cares if you ruin the movie for them? Okay, and let's read on here. Tuesday, October 5th, 2004. At 10:44 p.m. Patricia Rogers, Patty, I'm sorry, once again. Precious Nothing writes, at 10:44 p.m. Wow, I had another great conversation with Chris last night. I ended up letting him go around 3 a.m. Poor thing had to get up really early, and I'm sure he was pretty tired today. I let him know what's up. I was totally honest about how I feel in every which way. I really want something to happen out of this, even if it doesn't happen until down the road. He's truly someone I never want to let go of. He put it in such a great way. He's that when we talk, he feels he's right there with me. He imagines all this, and he also says he cares so much about me, and it's beyond special. That makes me feel so good inside, almost to the point where I would say, do I really deserve this? But I do, .. I really do. I couldn't stop thinking about him. After 7 years, he is still right here more than ever. Current mood, happy. And we have some replies to this post. Omega Replicant writes on October 5th, 2004 at 2017. Damn straight you deserve this. I hope everything works out for you. Closed parentheses. And we have another post. Omega Replicant writes at 10/6/2004, 8:20. Oh yeah. My bananas. I'm not too sure about your bananas. But Omega Replicant, if I was to analyze Omega Replicant, I would see he is the only one that responds to Patty Harcourt's, I do apologize, Precious Nothing's posts. And I would be, if I was Precious Nothing, I'd be fearful that he's a stalker. But yet we see that maybe underlying somewhere, Precious Nothing has some stalker tendencies within her. After 7 years, he is still here more than ever. He's right here more than ever. See, that's an interesting thing. She's unable to let go of certain things, so maybe it's possible that this Kevin that she's been dealing with up to most recently should run and hide, because apparently she has a streak in her. Okay, we read on. Tuesday, October 12, 2004, at 10:35 p.m. I'm tired of being sad. I can't take it anymore. The other day, topped the cream off. Which I've never topped cream off before, but that's definitely kind of like the doorway between two people. I came downstairs, and he was taking a razor, and he cut up his chest. He said, it helps me to think, and he likes to constantly remind me that he is not in love with me. Cam and I were out last night for a long time. She's planning on moving to Philly by May of next year, and she thought that it would be beneficial if I came with. I'm seriously thinking of this option. My life is going nowhere fast. Maybe I'll find something there. Nothing here is good for me. The more I think about my brother leaving, the more I want to cry. I'm going to call Chris back. Good night. Current mood. Sad. Current music. Breaking Benjamin forever. And once again, as you all know, Omega Replicant has a reply. And he writes in his reply, which was on October 13, 2004, at 22:50. Maybe you need to move. Living in the same area can become stagnant. Plus, Philly is closer to Lye. Closed parentheses. See, it appears to me that not only is Omega Replicant very fluent in the Greek alphabet, but Phyle and Lie, those are new letters that I was unaware of in the Greek alphabet. Phyle is closer to Lie, kind of like, I will arrange the alphabet to put you and I together. Okay, and anyways, you know, we do see that Precious Nothing here feels that a move may be the best thing for her. Maybe a bowel movement. That could do it. Anyways, Sunday, October 24th of 2004. Precious Nothing writes at 3:27 p.m. I'm done with this journal. Everyone seems to like to use it against me. I'm tired of having to explain myself and my feelings. I'm tired of being hurt and feeling it'll never be good enough. I don't want to forget the past, but I don't want to record the present anymore. It's not worth it. Now, Precious Nothing, I just want to be the first one here to thank you. Thank you for keeping this thing going. Because I know that you've enriched all of our lives so much, just by your exploits, by your misfortunes. In a way, you're kind of like Mr. Magoo. You know, you maybe will mistake something for something else, and we may go ahead and be amused by it. But we are very thankful that you continue to write. And as you write on to Friday, November 26th, 2004, at 3 o'clock p.m. Today I went to the DR, and it wasn't good again. I'm on different pills now, and I am actually hopeful it will help at least one thing. But he referred me to a specialist at the hospital. Open parenthesis. I don't want to go there. Close parenthesis. And I also have to go see my regular pickup for something else, he said. GRR. I'm so falling apart, but I don't care because... Chris said he was going to come and stay with me on New Year's Eve. I couldn't be more happier at this point. I discussed with him all my fears about my appearance at this point in my life, but am really going to set it aside because I really want to see him more than anything. Once I move, it'll be a happier person. Cassie and I are going to join the YMCA, and I can have my old self back. I can also shed some pounds doing laps in the pool there. Am so set. I'm really ready for this new life and adventures I'm about to take in life. Asterisk looks dreamy. Asterisk. I'm going to lay down now, though, and try to forget that I am sick. I'm tired of being sick. Current mood, cheerful. Current music, 07, Destiny. And we have a reply for this. Omega Replicant writes, on November 26, 2004, at 23:37. The gym really doesn't sound like a bad idea. Fast food plus little exercise plus Paul equals need for gym. I'm really ready for this new life and adventure I'm about to take in life. Should we credit this form of motivation to a fortune cookie? It sounds like a fortune, semicolon, close parenthesis. So we see here, in this post, that Precious Nothing does realize that maybe she has let herself go in some ways. That maybe being fat isn't the best thing. That maybe she can find salvation at the YMCA. Maybe she heard that in that song. Maybe she heard that it is fun to stay at the YMCA. Hey. They were gay. Which makes you think of another person that was gay. Michael Jackson. I don't truly think Michael Jackson was gay. And let's just go ahead and go off point here for a minute. Because I just want to say that everyone out there that is persecuting that man should be burned at the stake. We take a look at our world leaders who were able to buy our lives with cash, keep us down with welfare. Keep our mouths shut with our food stamps, right? Our world leaders buy and sell people at all times. And what I don't understand is Michael Jackson owns the rights to all kinds of Beatles music. I think all of them, to tell you the truth. So why doesn't Michael Jackson just buy himself a child and molest it already? I mean, he could go ahead and buy the child, molest it, and then just kind of throw it in the dumpster in the back of Neverland Valley Ranch. Maybe feed it to Bubbles. But that's a completely different story. Anyways, let's move on here. Sunday, November 28, 2004, at 1:35 a.m. I took a nice bath and some oatmeal soak. Now, I have to stop right here, because just according to the last post, she said she was going to do some exercise, and I don't think it's wise for you to make food in your tub and eat in the tub with an oatmeal soak. I know that oatmeal is, you know, they say it's good, but I hear it's really high in a lot of things that can, you know, make you fat. So just I'm not a nutritional expert or anything like that, but just I have to interject here and say that maybe Patty Harcourt, excuse me, Precious Nothing, should not be eating oatmeal in the bathtub. Anyways, let's read on. Today I felt like horrible shit. I mean, the day didn't start off like that, but later on in the day, when my family took me out, is when I started to feel terrible. Today I just stopped to look at Kevin. Then I smiled. I wanted to remember all the fun times we had and how I used to make him laugh. Now he can't even smile back at me, like I'm some sort of monster. I don't really hate him. I believe I can't hate him without loving him, and hate would be too strong of a word. Today I started my diet, and I'm going to train myself to eat lesser portions and more water. I figure that is a good start. I really want to call Chris, but I don't want to be too greedy with him. I know he's a busy man. I'm really lonely now, even though there's always someone in this house. Someone who doesn't like talking to me ever. Well, I guess Patty Harcourt, I mean, once again, I'm really sorry. Patricia, I'm sorry. Precious Nothing. Precious Nothing is her name. Precious Nothing. I see that you started a diet, but you already broke it by eating oatmeal in the bathtub. I think that, you know, I hope you can stick with your diet. Which is, you know, the whole key here. Maybe your diet could be the real issue of your health. Or maybe there's nothing at all wrong with you. I mean, this does kind of remind me of a time, you know, in my life where I was partaking in some massively multi online role-playing games at a friend of mine's house in the basement. And his girlfriend at the time comes downstairs and looks at me and looks at him and goes, "I'm dying. I need to be rushed to the emergency room." As we are within 200 points to our levels. 200 points of our levels. We had been playing this game for a good 16 hours straight, and we were so close to our levels. But being the good boyfriend that he was, we quit playing the game, and we rushed her to the hospital. Which, coincidentally, later, she was fine. So maybe we can run an equation here, that maybe the healthier you are, the less oatmeal you eat in the bathtub, the more likely you are not to interrupt your boyfriend's LAN party. Okay, anyhow, let's move on to our final posting tonight, Sunday, February 27, 2005, at 4:01 a.m. Precious Nothing writes, "I'm so completely tired and I can't sleep. I'm tired of being sick. Lately, none of this is getting better. It hurts, and I have a DR APPT with my mom's DR in 2 weeks. I think I'm going to ask him to prescribe a sleeping aid. The only reason why I am up so late is 'cause of this thing, and it Suex. S-U-X? Suex? We'll just say Suex. Guys, send me an email for the correct pronunciation of this word. I've looked it up in my research. I can't figure it out. As I read on. I just want to feel normal again. So I hung out with a friend from work last night. I hadn't really talked to him in a long while. I ended up hanging out with him until 8 a.m. today, H-A-H-A. He'll write more later. And once again, we look forward to your writing more later. And we can sit here and in conclusion, I can say what can be learned from this episode of You Suck at Life. I can say that we definitely learned that being sick is directly proportional to how many pounds of overweight you are. And it's just apparent to us after just this exposition that we've been listening to. It is potentially possible. Precious nothing. It's just a minute bit of overweight. Anyhow, I just would like to go ahead and once again thank Precious Nothing for continuing to air her laundry in this form of the live journal. And just from judging, it does appear that she has a lot of laundry to air. Once again, I just want to thank you all for tuning in. If you had by any chance caught this on a podcast syndication site and you'd like to go ahead and tap in directly to our RSS feed, you can find this posted at www.1913.us/RSS. Once again, I'd like to thank you all for listening, and feel free to send post all your email, comments, complaints, questions, suggestions, as well as any other additional live journals that you would like to hear read and analyzed by me. And that email would be charlieseberg@1913.us, and the spelling is CharlieSeeberg @1913.us. And once again, thank Patty Hardcore for airing her laundry. It appears that she has some pretty big laundry to air. And as for usual, I am your host, HB Negative, and I just want to send you all out with this message tonight. Thank you all for listening and have a good night.
You suck! Motherfucker! I hate white power!